The Civilian Conservation Corps barrack sitting on the North Lakeland Discovery Center campus in Manitowish Waters has been restored to its former glory and transformed into an interactive museum for the forest history that the 90-year-old building itself is a part of.
So this is an experience that's, more than a museum.
That's Jim Bokern, vice president of the Manitowish Waters Historical Society. He says the Northwoods Forest experience was designed to get people out in the evolving forests of the Northwoods. Exhibits in the museum building takes people through the different eras of forest management, from indigenous practices to modern day timber harvesting.
I would argue that within these walls are knowledge of a history and legacy that is defining to northern Wisconsin. And I think most Wisconsinites get that Wisconsin as a state is connected to the North Woods and those traditions.
People are encouraged to scan a QR code for the Clio app, which suggests sites across the North Woods to experience forestry history at, places like Rest Lake Ranger Station and Round Lake Logging Dam.
Here in the North Woods, in a rural area where there isn't a whole lot of farming, the forest story remains quite strong, and we hope people engage and get after it, and this is a great place to learn about the best spots.
After being open only a month, the Northwoods Forest History Experience is already adding to its exhibits.
Okay, now grab it and cinch it.
Wayne Valier of the Lac du Flambeau tribe, along with some helpers, spent last week building a wigwam next to the barrack.
At one time, there was many, many wigwams that stood in the North Woods. The Anishinaabe lived here. We've been here for about 800 years in this area.
Valier says wigwams were traditionally built by women, with two being able to assemble one in 20 minutes. It was used as a summer lodge that could be disassembled and reassembled to go wherever they needed in the summer.
Say, the greatest blueberry patch is 20 miles from here. Well, I can walk back and forth. I'm going to take my wigwam over there and set it up in the summertime, and I'm going to mow a dish away. I'm going to pick berries over there and dry them and do whatever I have to do over there.
All the wood used to make the wigwam at the North Lakeland Discovery Center was harvested from the Lac du Flambeau Reservation or the Schwamaganikli National Forest. Valier explains the process of building the wigwams is sustainable. The bark is harvested so the tree heals after. The small maples are harvested to make room for other maples to grow larger.
We make sure that we use everything in a good way, and we only take what we can use, and we always make sure that we leave some for seed for the next generation.
Building the wigwam through the high heat and humidity and then hazardous air quality from wildfire smoke.
I've never seen that in my life in Northwoods. I've been here for 60 seasons.
Valier can't help but reflect on how much the environment has changed and what the future might hold because of it.
Mana ta jigewin, Anishinaabe mun means respect. As long as we respect the animals and only take what we can use, the spirits of the animals promised us life forever. So nowadays, are we taking the best care of our plants and our animals like we should? It's an awareness that we're talking to our children about finding better ways of doing things, because ultimately we're just loaning this world from our children.
Sitting inside the CCC barrack turned museum, Jim Bokern had a similar reflection about the future of our forests. He hopes seeing the wigwam and walking through the exhibits and taking in the Northwoods forest history experience gives people a greater appreciation of the forests.
And so, but it puts it in a context where you can see it all and hopefully see how it all fits together. And really, we call it the North Woods. We don't call it the North Lawn. And if it's woods, we're talking forests. So we should protect our forests, understand our forests, and have a plan going forward for the future.
For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Vilas County.